here's a story from The World.
The pandemic has separated families around the world as reduced flights and travel bans have made it nearly impossible for them to reunite. Well, there's another group that's been affected, pets separated from their humans. Our Shanghai correspondent Rebecca Canther spoke with two pet owners trying to bring their cats home.
Robin Schindel and her husband rescued their two cats, Gizmo and Gigi, from the Shanghai streets 12 years ago. They promised to give them a forever home.
They're always around needing attention, but also, you know, wanting a cuddle or a pat or food. They always want food.
The kitties lived a comfortable life with their owners. One is shy and the other is loud.
The one thing they have in common is that they both adore my husband. Even when the elevator door opens in the hall, somehow they know it's him and run to the door to greet him.
Everything changed this February when the Schindel family went to Canada on a vacation over the Chinese New Year break.
It was supposed to be a 2-week holiday. And then once we got here, really quickly, like our flights back were canceled and refunded. So we were stuck here.
Days of waiting turned to weeks and then months. Eventually, the Schindels made a tough decision. Friends helped them pack up their life in Shanghai and ship everything to Vancouver. But there was one thing they couldn't just pack up and send. Well, two things, actually. Gizmo and Gigi. According to a Reuters report, the Schindel cats are two of more than 1,000 pets stranded across the globe that owners are trying to retrieve. The situation is improving as airlines slowly increase flights and some nations reopen borders. But transporting pets during this time is still really challenging. Schindel is well aware of the restrictions and the exorbitant costs.
But at the same time, they're part of your family. You're not just going to dump them.
While the Schindels were in Canada pining for their cats in China, Fu Jingyi was in Shanghai pining for her cat in the U.S.
Beautiful.
She's a grad student there, and earlier this year brought a kitten named Cookie over from China. She expected to be in the U.S. for several years and wanted a companion. She says, she's such a sweet-tempered cat and so cute. From the day she came home, she was friendly and easygoing. But in early June, amidst all the uncertainty of the pandemic and her housing situation, Fu made a split-second decision to return to Shanghai and find a job. Her parents paid more than $10,000 for her economy class ticket. But the only flight she could get didn't allow cats. She now pays for someone to take care of Cookie. She says, the hardest part is that everything costs so much. I'm under a lot of financial pressure now. It's going to cost me thousands of dollars to get her back. Fu is heartbroken as she considers her options. For now, she can only look at the videos her friend sends to her and wait for borders to reopen. She says, right now, I'm just going to wait and see. I don't want to just give her up. In June, it seemed the Schindels had found a way to get their cats back. Along with other expats locked out of China, they paid for a charter flight intended to transport more than 100 cats and dogs from Shanghai to North America. Let's just pause for a moment to imagine what that would have sounded like. Unfortunately, the plan fell through. But last week, after 7 months of separation, Gizmo and Gigi were able to catch a flight to Vancouver and reunite with the Schindels.
Hi, Gigi. Good girl.
Meanwhile, hundreds of other pets remain in limbo as their owners try to find a way to get them home.
Yeah.
For The World, I'm Rebecca Canther in Shanghai.